This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, 888-957-9570. Last night feel like a win or a loss to you? Lottie, you want to weigh in? Let's go to Spencer in Oakland. Hi, Spencer. Thanks for calling.
Hey, folks. Thanks for taking my call. Definitely feels like a win. I remember in years past that, you know, we've missed Steph for a couple games and been okay. So I believe if you play defense like that, that you can scrap one or two of these and bide your time until he gets back. Not that it's going to be easy by any means, but you hold the team under 90 points, you know, that's saying something. And I kind of want to preface the next thing that I'm going to say with the fact that I really like Anthony Edwards. I want to see, I think the NBA could use the second coming of Michael Jordan if he's really going to be that. And I would love to see it for the league and just for the excitement of it. But those press conferences last night were a perfect example of why he's not there yet and why he's got a ways to go. You know, if he had developed and matured to the point where he was ready to kind of put that hat on, he would have showed up to that press conference after his head coach called him out, would have showed up to that press conference alone, taken responsibility, and been serious about it. But what I saw was he showed up between Naz Reid and another teammate, you know, kind of laughed it off and, you know, didn't agree with his head coach and said, no, I thought I was playing good defense and everything else. So I think that right there is another reason why the Warriors can still take this series sans Steph, because he's not quite ready yet. He's still amazing, right? He'll still drop 50 sometimes, but he's just not at the level of leadership that I think that squad is going to need to win a championship. And so I think that kind of, you know, leaves us a little bit of opportunity. And yeah, I mean, I kept yelling at the TV last night, and I'll probably yell it all series long, put a body on Naz Reid. He will shoot the lights out if you let him. And you know, just play good defense. And I loved seeing Kuminga in the game. We're going to need him now. So he needs all the minutes he can get. So thank you for taking my call, folks.
All right, Spencer, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Real quick, not where we want to focus this whole thing. I actually don't know. I'm not 100% sure. We'll ask Steve at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't know if this does open up a ton more minutes for Jonathan Kuminga for this reason. Yes, you need scoring, and at times he can provide it. But if the premise has been all along he has a hard time being on the floor when Jimmy and Draymond are both there, I think this leads to Jimmy being out on the floor potentially even more. Like, you're leaning now so heavily on Jimmy and Draymond. I don't know where I'm sure Kuminga is going to get into some of these games, if not all of them.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it opens up some huge runway again.
Agreed.
This is not his position. This is not
right.
This is not the position that Kuminga plays. You're going to see probably, I mean, what if I asked you this? Who plays more minutes in the next three games?
The answer is Pat Spencer.
Pat Spencer or Jonathan Kuminga.
I couldn't even wait for the question because the answer is Pat Spencer. And I thought JK last night was fine.
He was.
He did some okay things.
He had a three. He had a nice cut and
handful,
he got a pass.
Handful of other plays again that made you want to just pull all the everything out the side of your head
a little bit. And it was, you know, it was a complete like amalgamation sensation for the Warriors. They put everybody out there, and you know, we can ask Steve today at 5 o'clock about, you know, and I think Steve answered it last night. He was asked about, you know, the rotation. Did it get bigger because of Steph? And Steve said, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when Steph went out, then now we're going to play. He played 12 guys. So
you got to find buckets wherever you can get them now.
Right. So going forward now, I wonder where that comes from. And I look at, you know, if you want to talk about who was the problem last night, and I don't want to dwell on this because they won the damn game, but I thought Moses Moody again was like,
Moody was a concern.
I mean, where are we, Moses?
Yeah,
and,
no, he's.
And Pods was bad. And Moody was not good. And JK was okay. And so as we start to look at a post Steph Curry series, who can you play right now? Who you can actually trust?
I don't know who you can trust. And this goes back to where we were last year, where you have to decide who you trust based on how they do when you stick them out there.
Right.
And so you're going to have to stick people out there a little bit and then see how it goes. You know, you did just mention the three players, I guess Key Santos too.
Yeah.
You know, you in a text thread last night, the idea of plus minus came up, which is a stat that gets used a lot. It's also not definitive because you're basically being individually held accountable for what all five people are doing while you're out there.
Right.
So not a great stat, but you just mentioned the people who found a way in a double-digit win to have a negative plus minus. Moses Moody,
right?
Jonathan Kuminga, and Brandon Pajemski. Now, Pods was only minus one. He was only minus one, and he had pretty heavy minutes at 29. Kuminga in 13 minutes found a way to be minus nine, and Moody in only 9 minutes found a way to be minus 14.
Yeah.
So do what you ever you want with that number. Yes, those were the guys that I thought made more negative plays than positive.
And
that's
even,
how I'll say it.
I mean, Pods 1 for 7. He had 8 rebounds. So
exactly.
That's partly why he was a minus one. And he played pretty good defense. And you know, you look at that. And the reason why plus minus is so deeply flawed, Quentin Post played 6 minutes and he was a plus 14.
Right.
And he didn't shoot.
And had a rebound. It was the only stat. He grabbed one rebound.
So he's out there for 6 minutes running up and down. Mm-hmm. He gets one rebound. He doesn't shoot. He's a plus 14.
Right.
So we look at that and we say, yeah, QP.
Let it go.
You were the key.
Well, you weren't key, but what you can say is, well, you didn't drive this thing into the ground.
Yep.
You were out there and
you didn't
drive it into the ground. And there were moments where, you know, look, Moody's shot is lost. I don't know where it is. It shows up in garbage time.
It's on a milk carton.
Yeah, it shows up in garbage time. It's the only time we've seen it recently, which is unfortunate because he was becoming a special defensive player for the Warriors. And so I still think they're going to need him. Jonathan Kuminga at times was able to do some things on the defensive side of the ball. I think he's been way better on defense than he has on offense. I know he knocked down a shot. I know he cut to the basket, and Draymond found him beautifully for a dunk. Great. You made a nice cut, and great. You knocked down, and I think he knocked down both of his free throws, right? Went to the line one time, and he knocked down both of his free throws. But it's also two turnovers in only 13 minutes and very limited touches. Like, there's a lot of mistakes going on out there. He's better on the defensive side than he is on the offensive.
Yeah.
That's how I see it right now.
I just worry about Moses and not only the 0 for 4, but the fact that he only played 8.5 minutes. So,
well, I didn't go back to him because he's lost right now.
Right. Well, he's lost, but Steph Curry's out, and he's going to be out for game 2, probably 3, 4, maybe game 5. I don't know when Steph is coming back, and nobody really knows how he'll respond from this, but right now, you look at your mainstays, and it's Buddy. And I every time I say that, I have to actually pause.
Buddy Hield.
Dude, Buddy Blankenhield. It's Buddy, Jimmy, and Draymond.
Buddy.
Yes, it's Butters.
Buddy Hield, Buddy Hield might be your leading scorer in this series. He might be. He's your leading scorer in the last two games.
I'm Batman.
He was your leading scorer again last night.
Is he Batman?
He's your leading scorer.
Right. I cannot imagine Jimmy Butler like, okay, I'll be Robin.
I mean, if he's knocking down threes, they're going to keep feeding the man.
Yep.
And
I saved the day.
Yeah. Quick math.
It never gets
last
old.
Last two games, he's averaging 28.5 a night.
Wow. Right.
So You're going to ride that horse.
Feed that man.
That's right. Let's go to Bob in the city. Hi, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. Big win last night. I think a lot of it has to do with the Warriors' culture. The last series, they lose games 5 and 6, and what do the Warriors do? Internal team meeting. Steve Kerr says, I didn't have them ready. He has apparently a side conversation with Green. They come out and crush game 7. They come out in this first game, and they crush it. You look at what happens to Anthony Edwards. He has a bad game. What does his coach do? Jumps on his back. I think just that by itself, showing how Kerr believes in his team and believes in his players, is where that massive advantage is. Thanks. I'll take my reply on the air.
Yeah, Bob, thank you very much for that. I would just say this. I agree with kind of your sentiment, but I also think both coaches are playing with a completely different deck of cards. And I know Minnesota was in the conference finals last year, but when you go into a road game 7 as a coach and you can lean on names like Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler as far as what to say to your team and how to get you ready for a moment like that, Finch doesn't have that. Finch doesn't have that. I don't care that Anthony Edwards is a star and he went to the conference finals last year. Like, today, in the film room, and DiVincenzo already said, nobody was safe in that film room today.
Yep.
Nobody was safe. And he's right. You all sucked. Naz Reid, you can leave a little bit early. Outside of that, the rest of you all stunk buckets last night. Terrible. Terrible game. So, what happens in that locker room? What happens if they lose again tomorrow night? Or who's the one that gets a young team? And they're not all young, but some of them are. Who gets a young team to believe that the Warriors are still dangerous without Steph Curry? Like, this is the opposite. Think how many times Steve Kerr has told us he hates it when the other team loses their star.
Yeah.
Because you automatically drop your shoulders. Remember when Jokic was out and the Nuggets were called, oh, they're going to beat the Nuggets without Jokic, and you got ran, and Aaron Gordon was amazing. Well, that's where the Warriors are now. The Warriors don't have Steph. It's going to be hard for Minnesota to not relax.
Yeah, but you can look at the series score and you should be able to, you know, get motivated knowing that you dropped game 1.
You'd think.
You would imagine. And, you know, it's interesting because your number one vet would be Mike Conley, but he's not the alpha dog in the room. And the other one would be Rudy Gobert. And I'm a little bit more laissez-faire in my leadership approach. And, you know, I had a very quiet game. You know, I just did what I did and I did not look to score very much. And I rebounded when the ball came to me, but by and large, it's a long series, and I feel like we will be okay.
I haven't listened to enough Rudy to even know if this is a good impression, but I like it either way.
Oh, it's terrible.
I just like listening to it.
I appreciate it.
This is fantastic.
There'll be some croissant and some escargot later in the week.
I'll take the croissant.
Sure. Of course. We'll add that in there. We'll add that in there.
Yeah.
It's with all my impressions, they're mostly like caricatures.
Whatever they are. It's funny. So
appreciate it.
Yeah, it works.
I mean, Gobert was supposed to be this impenetrable force in this, and he was pretty ineffective last night.
Rudy Gobert is an important player. He's not a great player. Nobody's ever going to mistake Rudy Gobert for a great player. There's a few aspects of what he does do really well. He can protect a rim if he really, really wants to, but...
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, I think this is, quick aside, this is kind of what Draymond's been getting at over the years. I know this was only one game, but I want you to watch those two players, and you tell me which one is worthy of a DPOY. Holy hell. You got to be kidding me. Rudy Gobert, you're just tall. Not a great defensive player. You're a big presence, and you focus on it sometimes, but you're 7'2", and you can't even average 11 rebounds in this league for a great team. Rudy Gobert is an important player. He's not a great player. My take.
Well, he has 4 DPOYs.
Exactly, which is a joke.
Yeah.
That's a joke. He doesn't have the technique of the other players we talk about, the Evan Mobleys, the Dyson Daniels, the Draymond Greens. He doesn't have the technique. He's just a big old dude in the center. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Oh, man, what a win. It's a win. And let's not forget, these Warriors, they're 18. They're not just, you know, we got one guy and one guy and all. They literally play as a team offensively and defensively. And more importantly, man, it's so glaring just watching the game yesterday. So they really benefited from, you know, playing the Rockets. The Rockets made the Warriors a better team. They are they're smarter now. They're grittier. They're tougher. They are stronger. And a solid proof of that is when Looney came in the game and they couldn't handle Looney because Looney had that battle with Şengün and Steven Adams, made him a stronger player. The problem with the Cavs is that the Lakers, with their lousy, lazy offense, didn't make him better. So they're playing on a regular season level while the Warriors were, you know, like 5 notches above of the level of play that the Timberwolves were playing yesterday. And they didn't know what to hit them. You know, they got hit by a sledgehammer. So what now? I mean, now without Steph Curry, of course, that's not a small problem. But like I said, these guys, they know how to play as a team. And they're going to rally, man. And watch out for Spencer. That guy is crappy, man. I can't wait. Go Warriors.
Yeah, Jonathan, thanks. I told the kids while we were watching that one, might have been one of my favorite Warrior moments of the year. Not that Pat Spencer made the shot, that it even occurred to him to try it. He drove on Julius Randle.
Let's go.
Hysterical.
Right.
Absolutely hysterical. I love.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.